Agenda item number six, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom Lake Morris Shepherd Dam Concrete Assessment by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager, and Mark Standall, Engineering Service Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you said, Mark Standall and I, our Engineering Services Manager, will provide this presentation for your consideration today. As you know, our objective is to extend the service life of all our assets, and to that end, we are proposing to undertake a process by which we would obtain an assessment of the various concrete elements at Morris Shepherd Dam. As I walk through some of these slides, some of you folks will recognize that you've seen these before, but I felt that the going back and retracing some of the history was important. With this presentation, I'm going to walk you through a few slides that depict the different concrete elements that are associated with Morris Shepherd Dam. Then I'm going to walk through a recent repair. Actually, it was probably about 2 years ago that the repair was made. And then I'm going to turn it over to Mark, and Mark is going to explain the proposed engineering assessment. Morris Shepherd Dam consists of various concrete elements. You can see depicted here the foundations, buttresses. You got upstream deck panels, downstream deck panels, operating piers, and then, of course, you got the intake structure. These concrete elements, they typically have, when they were first constructed, about a 50-year life cycle is what was anticipated. And as we all know, Morris Shepherd Dam is about 75 years old. We have had our experts out there, engineers have looked at the dam, and they say if we maintain the facility properly that we can achieve another 100 years worth of life. So it's kind of like if you take care of your car, your equipment, you can extend the life of that, and that's what we're attempting to do today. This is another slide that illustrates some of the concrete elements associated with the dam, just a different photograph. The concrete maintenance program that Mark is going to be speaking about here shortly, it complements our existing program that we have in place, which includes monitoring, inspection, and then also making repairs to the dam. This slide is a brief timeline of some of the significant events that have occurred at Morris Shepherd Dam. Some of y'all have probably heard that there was some movement of the spillway, and that was during the middle 80s. The cause of that movement was determined. Corrective action was taken to stabilize the structure at that time, and that was around the mid-90s, 1994, that action was taken. Along with that stabilization effort, we did notice several cracks and spalls. Those were addressed as part of the remediative action. In addition, we also instituted an extensive monitoring program, and that continues to this day. Some additional cracks and spalls have been noted since that time, and if they're left alone, they can grow and expand over time. But like I said, the last major study of this was in 1994, 1995, and so we're proposing to go back and look at some of these cracks and spalls. One thing I did want to point out that, as I said, we've had some of the engineers and some of the experts in the field looking at the dam, and they have noted that none of the cracks and spalls are identified as a safety issue. And so this study is going to help us identify where best to apply some of the limited financial resources that we have. This is an example of a spalling and corrosion on a downstream deck panel, and you can see in the photograph here some of the spalled concrete, of course, and then some of the rebar where corrosions occurred. And now I'm going to walk you through that repair that I mentioned. The repair was made to the corbel area. The corbels are these areas depicted in red that you can see on the buttresses here. This slide is illustrative of exactly where the crack and spall was noted. It's depicted in the red circle. This is just a closer up view of the crack, and from a distance it doesn't look very, very large, but whenever you get closer, it was about a 4-foot by 6-foot crack and spall, and then it was also about 4 to 9 inches deep. So whenever our RSMU group, that's our on-site maintenance folks up at Possum Kingdom, they went in and they removed some of the deteriorated concrete, and then they applied the new rebar and then the zinc anodes. And the zinc anodes act, they're sacrificial anodes to protect the rebar against further corrosion. Then they have to go up. This is probably about 60-80 foot up in the air. They have to form and brace the area. Then they have to use a man lift to pour the grout. And this is a photograph of the completed repair. Just for comparative purposes, this specific repair cost about $30,000 to remediate. Once we conduct a comprehensive assessment of all the cracks and spalls, we're going to understand really what's causing that to occur, and then we'll have a better understanding of the extent of the repairs and the cost and also the schedule associated with that. And I'm going to turn it over to Mark now, and Mark's going to walk you through the engineering component of this project.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning. As Mike indicated, the Morris Shepherd Dam, our tallest dam and holding back our largest amount of water, has served 1.5 times its estimated life the day it was built. But the industry has decided or has determined that with good maintenance of the concrete dams, we can preserve their life and continue to keep them in service. Our goal is to do exactly that. To date, we have hired the peer review committee that was approved last April. These gentlemen have been, they're world leaders, if you will, in their specialty fields in this area. They've helped us to generate a request for qualifications for firms to serve as the program manager. And we then put out the RFQ. We selected Wiss Janey Elsner as the best qualified firm. And then our technical advisors helped us to negotiate a detailed scope of services that got us the answers to the right questions at a reasonable cost and reasonable level of effort. That scope of work is going to be presented here today for authorization. We will, assuming that moves forward today, we will conclude the negotiation of scope and fee in May of this year. We will then perform over the next 22 or 23 months the work of the project, which is to determine what's the best course of action for preserving the life of the dam. We'll then contract later for repairs if necessary and engineering services related thereto. Our peer review board that we hired as of last April reports directly to us. They do not report to the program manager. And they are to help us make sure we do this right. The CASEL program manager will undertake the the basic tasks. One of the most important is the reinforced concrete condition survey. As we prepare to spend a lot of money keeping this dam in service, one of the things we want to make sure is that the underlying concrete is healthy. There are a number of issues that can come up because of the age of the concrete and the technology that was used back in 1941, where this concrete may or may not be sound throughout the dam. So we need to make sure before we spend money preserving the concrete that it's healthy in the first place. So we're going to spend a good bit of time and effort on that, and then a lot of effort in determining what needs to be fixed and what are the priorities. Those are the six major components of this contract, totaling $2.8 million, almost $2.9. At the end of the project, we will get what we're calling a roadmap of how to proceed with the repairs, starting with the options that will be prepared by the program manager. Those options could include self-performance, design contracts, construction contracts, whatever it makes sense for the BRA, and then the BRA will select the program it suits it best. Then the program manager will take it back and develop an implementation plan, cost estimates for the work, and then we will adopt those as a group. Mike, you want to question?
What is available to make sure that we don't have destruction below the water line? How do they, I mean, this is all on the surface and visible. How do you do it below the water line?
There's a comprehensive underwater inspection by a dive team scheduled as part of it. In addition, we're going to be using high-res UAV photography on the parts of the dam that are inaccessible. So it will be the first comprehensive assessment of the dam since the 1994 era. But we will be inspecting underwater as well.
worst comes to worst, what do you do?
How do you repair it?
How do you build a new dam downstream? I mean, what's the...
There are several intermediate steps we could consider if repair isn't the wise thing to do. We're convinced it's going to be the wise thing to do, but we need to make sure that this board knows for sure that that money is well spent year after year. So we will be checking into that, but we're reasonably confident it won't come to that. Now, there's some intermediate steps. One would be convert the dam to a gravity dam so that the reinforced concrete elements are no longer relied upon to hold back the forces of the water. We buttress those with ballast and concrete so that they're no longer spanning from buttress to buttress. That's one approach. We'll try to stay away from your suggestion, which would be the most time-consuming and uncertain long-term solution. Sir?
What is the oldest dam in the States?
I couldn't tell you that for sure, but I know Buchanan is 2 years older than PK.
Which one?
Buchanan.
Buchanan. But about in the country, though? I mean, Hoover or somebody?
You've got me. I don't know.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, in the United States, we've never had one fail yet?
There actually have been dam failures, which led to the Dam Safety Act of 1977, something like that. There have been a few dam failures. But
not massive ones.
This particular style of dam is not a very common style. Oh. And so a lot of the standards that have been developed for other dams, they haven't developed standards for this style of dam because it doesn't occur very often. Sir?
It's going to be 2 years before they give us our assessment of what needs to be done?
Approximately, yes.
We'll provide updates along the way, too, if necessary, because we'll have intermediate steps. We can come back to the board in 6 months and kind of give you updates.
If you're ready,
any more questions?
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 25th, April 25th, 2016 meeting. Stand corrected. Be it resolved, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Wiss, Janey, Elsner Associates, Inc., to perform a comprehensive concrete assessment and service life recommendation study for Morris Shepherd Dam in an amount not to exceed $2,885,900.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Talis? A second? What you got down there? A second? Huber? Yeah. Hold the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Right.
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.